For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump is on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia. The president stresses the importance of voting Republican.
This election will decide whether we build on the extraordinary prosperity that we've unleashed. Nobody can believe what's happened. Or whether we let the radical Democrats take control of Congress and take a giant wrecking ball to our economy and to our future.
Trump supports West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey's campaign against Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Trump also gives his support to Carol Miller, candidate for West Virginia's 3rd Congressional District. Trump admits Democrats could take the House, while Democrats' chances for taking the Senate seem to be fading. In a Vanity Fair interview, Trump former lawyer Michael Cohen unloads on the president, recalling denigrating comments he says Trump made to him about black people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump clarifies what he meant by saying rocks thrown by migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally will be treated by the military the same as gunfire.
They do that with us, they're going to be arrested. There's going to be problems. I didn't say shoot, but they do that with us, they're going to be arrested for a long time.
Defense officials say interaction between our military and migrants will be very limited, saying they're there to support civil authorities. The two Saudi sisters, ages 16 and 23, whose bodies were found bound together in New York's Hudson River, were running out of money and desperate not to return home, according to NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea.
We also have sources that the detectives have developed from this investigation thus far, statements made that they would rather inflict harm on themselves and commit suicide than return to Saudi Arabia.
Shea says there's no credible evidence a crime has taken place. Actor Alec Baldwin is charged with misdemeanor assault and harassment after allegedly punching a man in New York City over a parking spot. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. economy added another 250,000 jobs last month. USA's Chris Barnes says that's around 48,000 more than analysts were expecting.
The monthly jobs report for October from the U.S. Labor Department is the last major economic data to come out before Tuesday's congressional elections. And it also showed the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7%. The influx of new job seekers in October increasing the proportion of Americans with jobs to its highest level since January 2009. And October marked the 100th consecutive month of hiring, which is a record streak.
The U.S. will reimpose sanctions on Iran starting Monday to force it to curb its nuclear ambitions. The sanctions have been lifted after a nuclear deal reached under former President Obama. It also will offer 300 more targets, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
These sanctions hit at core areas of Iran's economy. They are necessary to spur changes we seek on the part of the regime. In order to maximize the effect of the president's pressure campaign, we have worked closely with other countries to cut off Iranian oil exports as much as possible.
Eight countries will temporarily be allowed to keep buying Iranian oil. The investigation continues into the brutal jailhouse beating of notorious mob boss and FBI informant James Whitey Bulger. Two inmates are being investigated in his death. Some staff members at an Idaho elementary school are under fire for dressing up for Halloween as the border wall with the words "Make America Great Again." The superintendent says he doesn't think the costume was meant to be malicious, but it was made in poor judgment. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.